Hampshire new government, and in most cases this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. It's On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Yeah, I was just about ready to, you know, I have for years now listened to the detailed reports of all those linked to the mini Arkansas cocaine deals and the Clinton expose of the presidency, Monica Lewinsky, the scandals after scandal, China Gate, and you see that none of these people ever get prosecuted. And there's probably a reason why, and they call it Arkansas. And again, yet, here in Haiti, an official that exposed the Clinton Foundation was found dead in Miami. If I said that right, a Haiti official who exposed the Clinton Foundation was found dead in Miami. This was 2 days ago. And it says a former Haitian government official who was expected to expose the extent of the Clinton Foundation corruption and malpractice next week has been found dead in Miami. He was 50. It goes on to say here that he was supposed to appear before the Senate Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission, where he was widely expected to testify that the Clinton Foundation misappropriated Haiti earthquake donations from the international donors. Who cares, right? It's just the Clintons. They're, you know, it's, I remember Donald Trump when Hillary Clinton says, well, aren't you glad that he's not in control of the law enforcement in this country? And Trump replied with, you'd be in jail. There's no jail. The oligarchy just keeps going. And then I want to take you back a couple of years here. Remember the, this was sent to me again here. Monsanto and the Ukraine. A little known aspect of the crisis in Ukraine is receiving some international attention. I mean, not much, but some. On July 28th, the California-based Oakland Institute released a report revealing that the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, under terms that their $17 billion loan to Ukraine would open the country to the genetically modified GM crops. And where does that sound familiar? Because across Europe, we see that more and more countries are dropping U.S. crops, seeds, stuff like that, because of their genetic origin. And even Russia has explicitly said that they will not do that. China had dumped some in the ocean over there so bad. Anyway, by late 2013, the then president of Ukraine, Vadiker Yanukovych, I hope I got that right. I got some Russian friends out there. Anyways. rejected a European Union Association agreement that tied the $17 billion IMF loan, whose terms are only now being revealed. And of course, that was the democratic government that was overthrown over there, where Victoria Nuland had used $5 billion U.S. tax dollars to do that. And of course, they had to use the snipers and stuff to make it look really good, you know. And of course, this ensued, like I say, the deadly protests that led to his ouster from office. And we found out later on that the snipers were all working for the other side of the state, their deep state. No different than what you see in Venezuela right now, where you have those millionaires that want U.S. Capitalism to come into there and take over their oil and do everything so that the oil proceeds cannot be sold for their domestic use. That's about right, I'll tell you. Granny knows. Anyway, so, you know, this gets us to you know, the constant hype that Russia was is all the fault, or actually the Ukraine deal is all the fault of Russia, when I just read where this coup had started. And of course, from there, those people in Crimea didn't want to be a part of that coup. And under international law, they called for a vote to secede from that, and it was granted. You can look that up. It's not something I'm making up. And then in a separate vote, they wanted to rejoin their homeland, the, you know, Mother Russia, and that was also done. And, of course, the new U.S. sanctions will be timed to tank the Russian ruble before the Russian elections. And that's a good article here, too. It's out of FortRus.com. According to this Valentin Katashinov, the new sanctions bill is hung up in Washington to give time to foreign investors to pack up and will be time to exert maximum damage for the upcoming Russian elections. Unfortunately, the Russian Central Bank, established as a tool of foreign colonial control in the 1990s, has failed to defend the ruble and the Russian economy, and has demonstrated that it serves the interest of the global dollar pyramid rather than the Russian people. If you remember last week, I was reading off about how great the Russian economy was actually doing, though, under current U.S. sanctions. And, of course, this is, again, a way to bring down a government, either militarily or to financially bankrupt it. The disparity between Putin's actions on the international arena and dealing with the liberal fifth column experts, should call them filth column, experts at home, is a testimony to the tight grip that Western bankers hold on the Russian economy. And of course, we know this is the same thing, whether it's prohibition here in the United States. You always had the mob out there that was always making proceeds through their sales, just like in Venezuela and other countries where the black market has sprung up and people are buying through the black market. The rich and stuff that have money and stuff, they don't, you know, they have no problem acquiring that. They have all the right connections. They probably have hotlines to those connections. Whereas the regular people, they're the ones that suffer, and they have to put up with this. Anyway, that article finishes off with the last sentence there. It says, but Putin still has some tricks up his sleeve. And, of course, Putin, he seems like a very peaceful man. He's a good statesman, I'll say that. But, you know, he's out there forming ties with China and other countries and building projects, increasing trade. Some of it's militarily, but other of it, it's domestic, just like where you see China building massive railroads and stuff across Asia and everything and into Europe, you know. There's another article here, this Michael Caputo, where he said he was sent in 1994 to Russia by Clinton administration to meddle in their election. And, of course, that was Jay Sokolov. And this is on Tucker Carlson yesterday there, or late last night. But the fact is, remember, we always hear that Russia's into our elections and hacking our voting stuff, but we never look at the point where we hear the United States is over getting in everyone's elections, or calling a democratic vote for, like in Syria, that we're not going to recognize that. Forget it. You know, it wasn't done by our means or our puppet that we wanted to install there didn't get elected. So we're not going to validate that. You know, whenever people try to decide for themselves what to do, that it's against the U.S. hegemony. And of course, later we find that those nations will be targeted. And now for a word on immigration. I've noticed in the last week here that they've had 6 eradicated diseases in the United States that are making a comeback. And now we see that down in California, leprosy hits a school down there for primary kids, where it talks about being struck down with this biblical flesh-rotting skin disease. And they decided not to remove the kids from school, and so some parents have refused to send their children to this Indian Hills Elementary school after receiving a letter of warning from 2 possible cases. And, and my little field of communications that I do and those that I talk with, we see a lot going on right now that the Big Pharma's push and states, of course, Big Pharma led or leading the states, is pushing in a lot of areas for mandatory vaccinations of all people. Even if on a hospital form where you check that you have not received a vaccination, the nurses are now giving it to you as if you wanted it, you know. You might also review, there's on www.nvic.org, vaccine-laws, there's a state requirements here for local areas. You can click on your state to find out if your state has applicable vaccine laws. But their disclaimer on their site, though, is that you should consult an attorney, a doctor, et cetera, et cetera, of course, for more health advice. Of course, this always means money. If you want your freedom in some way, you're going to have to continually spend your money to try to attain that freedom. I don't care if it's like prepping. If you want to be a prepper, fine, like that. It's going to cost you, though. You have to go out and buy your bug-out gear and all stuff like that. There's something always to drive the constant hysteria that you need to have something to withstand another thing that might be coming. But anyway, back on this thing about these vaccines, you know, I have friends that I listen to on ham radio every morning and stuff, and a lot of them came down sick with the flu here last couple of winters. And many had went out and got these vaccine shots for the flu, and in some of the worst-case scenarios, many of them got these shingles that had debilitated them for over 6 months. And there is a disclaimer on there that may cause shingles. But then you got 6 months of pain out there that, again, of course, is more pills for the pains, doctor visits. Of course, because remember, most pain prescriptions are a 30-day written script only. So you always have to constantly go back to the doctor. And, of course, like I say, this keeps the corporations going, the insurance claims coming and pays and whatever like that. It keeps your premiums up. And, of course, whether or not you're going to become a liability for them later on to where they just flat drop you, you know. I think it's all a scam myself. But we were kind of talking about this earlier, too, about on the anyway, sorry about that. Second thought here. But anyway, the influenza pandemic simulation, this was done by, by Booz Allen Hamilton, where they let everyone know that in a pandemic type simulation, what might happen. And, you can find that article on Scribd.com there. But it shows you that a lot of this stuff has all been pre-planned. Would they fake a pandemic situation to cause a mass vaccination of people? Who knows, you know? In the meantime, while I was talking about preppers and stuff, then we have the wealthy that are buying multi-million dollar bunkers with the highest levels of military grade security. And that article can be found on Zero Hedge there. But the state of relief was proven to be temporary, but the fears of financial collapse of people have let their guard down because they think that all things will be all right since their guy is in office. This is for the Trump supporters. But they should be concerned because just while they have been breathing a sigh of relief, wealthy elites and celebrities have been prepping like crazy. And it's not only just America. It's people living abroad as well. Like I say, demographics always prove that. People are really watching things going on right now. And so when you see these as the article brings out, when you see these high-profile individuals are getting ready for the worst, you have to wonder if they know something that we don't. And there was an article here earlier today about they were talking, I forget whichever they were talking about, but it says, it's for the NYPD. Sorry about that. And they were wondering why actors and stuff aren't coming out on TV and stuff supporting the NYPD. And that might be valid like that, but personally, as an American, I'm getting tired of having to have these commercials on TV. If you watch them like that, it's always some dried out comedian or something like that that has supposed to be telling you what's best for you. Like you couldn't figure that out, or talking to your mother or father or grandparents. Like the old saying, there's more wisdom at the foot of a elderly man. But another issue that was brought up here recently here was the fact that gun sales under Obama had hit a massive high. And yet, even still with Donald Trump being elected president, the trend is still positive yet. That still more Americans are buying arms. And it's because people are not really dumb. They are they're understanding what's going on. And we see that from the different notes from around the world. And again, as I've mentioned, it's not just here in America. We see it everywhere. Where in Sweden, the massive problems that people are having over there with immigration, in Germany, where they're told to just basically give up their homes to let immigrants in there, and people are starting to defend themselves. And of course, why? Because these immigrants that are being pushed, shoved into their areas, whether they're coming over with a vendetta or what, and again, it's been proven a lot of them aren't immigrants. They're actually paid. They pay to be able to migrate, $1,500 in most cases, and where they're taken from Libya and dropped on the shores of Italy and then flood out through Europe. This multiculturalism, which is being pushed on people, that we see even in Hungary, that Hungary is really, really coming to the fore in the news there, to with George Soros. And I mentioned that last week there, how George Soros is the Hungary's prime minister has really made a couple of remarks about that, in which Israel come out there and made an attack because they highlighted the fact of Soros. And then finally Israel backed off and then saying that, well, that is true, that Soros is out there destabilizing governments. And I mean, what does a person do? There are so many things to worry about nowadays that I mean, between your own household things, keeping your bills in line, keeping the power on, the water on, then you have cities like over in Flint, Michigan there, that has lead in their waters, and the state is going after your homes because you won't pay your water bills. I mean, it's always that benefit to the corporations. And until Americans or others in the world, I would suggest, start seeing mass arrests of all these people that are behind this, they're the politicians that are making these policies. And it's supposed to be good for you. But you can imagine if you have millions of immigrants flooding your country, well, it's a good excuse for them to lower the working wage, more slavery. And, yeah, you might find people out there that are willing to bend over with their backs all day long picking strawberries or lettuce or radishes, whatever. A lot of it's automated nowadays. But still down like California and stuff, you still see a lot of migrant workers down there. And I never had no problem with that. I mean, they have family support, too. But, again, we're back to the legal immigration versus illegal immigration. But most people today, like I say, they are so saddled down with their own problems that they just don't seem to understand that while other people have lives to live, they may be losing that because of what U.S. wars and aggressions are doing to their countries. And then we have the other moral issues, like I noticed. Well, here we got a break coming up here, but I'll get into that here in a second. But anyway, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-4255. 313-9443. We'll be right back.
Now, the plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutrimedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. Anyway, I wanted to kind of, you know, this immigration and this war refugees and terror bombing. You know, there was an article out here recently where it says the former UK ambassador to Saudi Arabia states that the Saudis are funding terrorism in Europe. And, of course, remember, this is where all the arms sales that Trump has just brokered with Saudi Arabia for the next 10 years, $300-some-odd billion of the arms, where he goes on to say that that Saudi Arabia has been funding terror hotbeds across Europe. His remarks come a day after the government published a brief summary of the Home Office Commission report into the funding of extremism in the U.K., the full report is not being published for security reasons. Well, where have we heard that? I think James Corbett on the Corbett Report, or he's talks about that. It would jeopardize national security, and you know, it, kind of like a little humorous thing like that. He said he didn't believe that Saudi Arabia was directly funding terror groups, but rather an ideology that led to extremism. And we see that with the Wahhabis over there And of course, we know that when there was that little soft coup planned, or maybe a coup attempt over there in Saudi Arabia, that Israel had flown 18 jets over there. I mean, it is just another puppet government. The article goes on to say that the Saudis have not quite appreciated the impact of their funding, as a certain brand of Islam is having the countries in which they do it is not just Britain and Europe. This is a dialogue that we need to have. They are not funding terrorism. They are funding something else, which may down the road lead to individuals being radicalized and becoming fodder for terrorism. So in law, aiding and abetting is like if you are just the driver of a vehicle and there's an armed shooting there, and the shooter shot a store clerk or whatever, the person driving the vehicle would be equally charged in the crime anymore. And this is the aiding and abetting. Of course, when you see entire cities over in Europe being burned and stuff, of course, it's kind of like this Antifa movement there, but when you see in cities being burned and people being raped and killed, and I mean, if this is something that the United States citizens want to stop, you would think they'd be writing into their Congress or senators or whatever like that and say something. But in this latest votes like that, you see that the United States is right on board with this. They're not in any way trying to impede this. What's going on there. In fact, it does is promote it. And there was another article I thought was kind of funny here that it's titled How Prison Labor is a New American Slavery. I was hoping to have Cynthia McKinney on here in the next week or so. We're trying to get a date set up for talking there. But I think this is a great article here because it shows that if anyway, in this prison labor is a new American slavery, and most of us is unknowingly supporting it. If you buy products from any of the services of the 50 companies listed below, and you likely do, you are supporting a modern American slavery. And this article goes on to say that American slavery was technically abolished in 1865, but there was a loophole in the 13th Amendment which has allowed it to continue. And of course, for this, those great big corporations have lobbied for it. And, of course, you have to realize why that is. With 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prison population, like I say, remember, whenever you hear about those evil Russians, evil Chinese, stuff like that, you have to think of why the prisons in America are so full and those guys are tattooed up with their inked-in religious emblems and ideology, whatever they're using like that, you know. That why are the prisons so full if the United States is 71% demographically Christian? But anyway, the United States has and holds the largest incarcerated population in the world. And we have another break coming up here on Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Radio, anytime at all.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. It's on Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to read you another article here that has come from over there. I always think they mislabel this due to propaganda, of course, but where it says refugees to get 7-bed home while 1,132 wait on council's list, and this is putting these refugees over the people of UK over there. But they titled it with Syrian refugees. They capitalized Syrian. And we know for a fact that hundreds of thousands are returning to Syria now that everything is stabilized over there. And last week when I did the video with Paul Joseph Watson there, but it shows that most of these refugees, immigrants, are coming from Libya, Africa area, paying to get their trips into Italy and stuff, and to migrate through their great Euro tunnels and crap like that, you know. But they're not Syrian refugees. But they always lead you to believe that people are still fleeing from that evil dictator Bashar al-Assad over there. And of course, it's lies. But they are immigrants. They could be war refugees from the U.S. over there in Somalia. Who knows? Sorry about that. I opened up a thing here. I got a different audio here, but I thought Ken was pulling a trick on me. But anyway, but we constantly have this metaphor of what our next fear is going to be. And in the meantime, here in the United States, the constant demonization of family values. Anything that might adhere to something that was more principled there, you know. And so I thought I'd bring this article out that shocked most people there. It was Teen Vogue's new tutorial on anal sex. I mean, when I read that, I could not believe that. I was kind of like that Christian mom of 10. She was angered over that that anal sex article. This is where they're teaching children now, teens. I hate to say this, but the ins and outs of anal sex. But anyway, Breitbart News that went on to talk about the serious risk, and of course there are risks and like that, you know. But the point is I don't ever recall in school or sitting down having my father or even my mom talk to me about sexual issues or something like that, where any of this was ever brought up. But now in a world that's more open and you're supposed to be accepting of all, you're supposed to get on board. I guess it's either maybe to say try it and you'll like it or something like that, you know. But we see that the families are being destroyed from within. Of course, you push this agenda and culture on people. And again, I don't care what your background and stuff comes from. But when you look at an article like that, and then you see the massive amount of arrest here lately of the pedophiles, those in Congress that have either been engaged in these things, the Franklin scandals from the 1980s, that this, and of course the availability of sex sexual related material on the internet of all forms. And whenever you click a search from any browser like that, it may say whatever your risks are. If it's moderate right now or something like that, you can take off all filters and you can see anything. Well, any kid with a laptop, an iPad, or a tablet like that, they have access to that, you know. And I guess that gives a new term to the streetwise. Kids talk among themselves, and that's fine like that. But now when they start printing this stuff in print, it's part of the methodology of this psych training where you're supposed to accept everything. And I think that's I wouldn't doubt that either. But anyway, I mean, the affairs, John F. Kennedy, they're always with girls and stuff like that. You know, you never hear the stuff where, God forbid, Lindsey Graham and these snidey remarks you see on Twitter about secret lifestyles and stuff, you know. They're like almost watching the little show on TV years ago, The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, you know. I was standing there at the store the other day, I was getting ready to buy something, and there was something on there about, what's his name from Saturday Night Live, John Travolta and someone else were doing this kind of orphan type selling or whatever like that through orphan kids, and I'm going, you know, it never quits. And of course, these are high profile, and when you see people doing that, generally the American public that has bought into this media, they generally think, well, hey, you know, that's okay, we can do it ourselves. Of course, when you do it or something like that, you're the one that goes to jail. These high-profile politicians and actors and stuff, you never see those guys go to jail. Every once in a while, it might be something there that's used to look like this so-called war on drugs and war on terror to where, yeah, well, we're actually doing something. But it's usually they go after the little ones, and the ones that run this these industries, they're the ones that that get away scot-free. That article I read from an Israeli news, I'm not sure which paper it was. It was either Israeli Times or whatever, but it was this porn actor that talked about how they got tired of doing girls because they realized the girls probably had family support, so then they moved into the gay field, and he talked about how the recruitment was up. And, of course, with today's economy and people having to pay rent and stuff, they are forced in a lot of circumstances. I don't, you want to call it, or if you want to say they have to break their own integrity or moral values to go out and do things to support themselves. I had another one I could put up there later on, Granny. Anyway, but we see this. But anyway, in the meantime, while all this stuff is going on in the world, and we're like, I'll still be back here at home, they're still just infatuated with trying to impeach Donald Trump. Again, we have the deep state, shadow state, communist, Democrat, whatever you want to call it, what's going on right now. And again, I don't ascribe to any political party like that. But when you sit back and you look at it from a neutral position, you realize that something's dreadfully wrong with this country. And it's those that are so hyped on keeping the system status quo that they don't want nothing to change. They love it, whether it's their socialism. They don't want any of their scandals, which are crimes for you and I. They don't want none of those exposed. They will kill to make sure that those that would possibly come forward are silenced. Those that expose the government's crimes and stuff, they're imprisoned. The only one that got out for that I know of is Bradley Chelsea Manning, or whatever he wants to call him or herself today, you know. Look at Julian Assange. So he leaks government secrets there. With what he has leaked, you would think there would have been massive arrests. None. And like I say, the shadow state or the deep state is more intent on silencing him. They've proven that he had nothing to do with these so-called allegations that were against him. And so that's been over. And so, well, why isn't he walking free? Well, it's because he's still being pursued by those deep state because they like to shut him up. That's right, Murr. You know, Murr was just talking there in the chat room there that, you know, I don't worship Adolf Hitler or anything like that, but from what he was trying to do with his country, it is exactly the same that we see. The premise of what Donald Trump wanted to do was to make America great again, and that scared a lot of people because you could imagine bringing back pride, nationalism, rebuilding one's country, and that's exactly what Hitler did. And, of course, he was succeeding, too, putting millions of people back to work, and, of course, it became the powerhouse. Matter of fact, if I can drop a screen here real fast, that powerhouse was something that most people don't really understand. When you... see if I can find my images here that I have. There was a... maybe I can't find it right away. But anyway, imagine the wealth of... and like I say, there were some U.S. Companies involved in this to where they helped Germany. This is prior to the war, of course, that... was to help Germany build its commerce. The railroads that went in, Ford Motors, how they were so involved in that. And, of course, when Germany wouldn't play by the corporate bankers' rules and stuff, well, then Germany decided, well, we don't need you. And so Germany dropped their odious debt assigned to them under the Versailles Treaty. But in the meantime, though, yeah, there was book burning. And if you watch the actual reels of history, those were the ones that promoted all the homosexual stuff, the theaters and stuff that had become so prevalent. And most people don't realize that it was trying to clean up a society from the ill-gotten effects of the porn industry and everything like that, which was actually destroying their country. And again, there's nothing wrong. Of course, the so-called Aryan race stuff that we have been constantly led into hearing about, that it was the purity of the German people. Well, that to an extent may have been there. We see where even in the old newsreels where it showed even at the weddings and stuff that the young blonde-haired, blue-eyed German boy was all dressed up in his little Nazi regalia. Of course, they used Nazi. It was just a German uniform. But you know, I spend a lot of time on archives.org. It's probably one of my best news sources for history. And I like it for a fact there because you can listen to direct radio broadcasts from the early, well, from the late 20s all up to the 30s and into the 40s and hear the direct quotes from Churchill. You can see the translated quotes from Adolf Hitler. You can listen to what Roosevelt had said. And these are all prior to the Second World War. There's not much available from the Japanese side as far as for archived footage. But when you understand, of course, there is a lot from the religious side of those people like Father Coughlin and those that had spoke up about what they saw. There's even those former Zionists that like Benjamin Friedman that talked about what they were told, what the plan was going to be. And, of course, this would encompass this New World Order thing. To where in this globalism, what would be done to stifle these nations that sought their own independence. And it's the same way we find today. And, of course, as I mentioned before, with sanctions and all, anyone that wants to do business in their own currency, well, you can't have that. The mafia, the mob, has to have their cut. It's... to a degree, again, also why when you you see what's going on, that if people would only wake up and realize that this is not people themselves, but they're being driven by governments, that unfortunately some people through statism worship the same governments that are trotting them down. That are stripping them of their Social Security or what, whatever health care, making it so that they can't support themselves. And I noticed that when my brother Mike had married this beautiful Hispanic girl, she wasn't legal at the time, but she went through the legal loopholes to finally get all documented and everything like that, and it took some time. They have a beautiful family. But I had asked her once there about the fact of all these Mexicans living together in one little chateau type of flat, you know. And she stated right there, she says, well, look, you know, she says, my parents are there with their grandparents, and then I have our kids, or that's how it's explained, you know. So it's one large family all being together. excuse me. Whereas I've seen here in America where, and this isn't to pick on any certain people or anything like that, but they would rather put their folks in some old folks' home so that they wouldn't have to interrupt their partying, whatever lifestyle they had. They didn't have time to take care of their elderly folks. And I always thought that was kind of different, because as I read that thing there about my daughter Caribou, I call it Caribou, but anyway, from Montana, you know. But anyway, very few children actually get out there and they help the elderly ones. And then, but when I was thinking about my daughter growing up, anything she needed, again, I tried to spoil her to make sure that she had what I had, at least in this world. And that's where she's kind of inculcating this into what her daughter has. But it's we as a people that are all the same. It's just our governments, they just keep fighting us. They raise up all this racial tension and stuff. They're the ones that create the job problems because of what they do for these corporate breaks, so that the corporations can receive the most money. And then all we ever hear about is the constant terrorism, the need for a stronger military, and, of course, you to run out there to get an enlistment form for your child to run out there to throw himself on the bayonets of someone else. And we have a break coming up here. This On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Radio, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today.
day. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Well, welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, coming up on our last segment of the show here. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to call in your last few minutes here. You probably won't have time, though, but should have done it. You know, I was saying, you know, the more and more I hear about all these wars and these military bases being built other ways, other places and stuff like that, and, you know, a story broke here about the toxins over in Tennessee at this power plant is causing alarm, where it talks about the levels of arsenic in local wells are 300 times the federal drinking water standard. This is no different than the lead over in Flint, Michigan's water. You know, this country, with its ability to build some of the nicest buildings and bridges, and they can't seem to fix anything. And you notice that all these corporations get away with this. And, of course, it's usually pushed on to the people because they pay through it or for it through their sicknesses, which helps promote corporate America through the hospitals, the treatment centers, and you don't see Congress dropping down on that. But I will say one thing. I have noticed here that, and I keep saying this, I can see from the way things are going in the world, and if you did some research, you'd probably see it too. Like, London accuses France of a plot to wreck Britain, even if it gains nothing itself. I see that with the accusations and finger-pointing back and forth, that people or nations right now, governments, I should say, are picking sides as who has going to or be on the next side of the war. In World War II, remember, Russia was an ally. China was an ally. And today, they're all enemies. See, why couldn't they keep that status, you know? And it's the same in the Middle East, where you have them all vying for what side they're going to be on. I just get lost for words there because I see it coming. A lot of my friends see it. And if anyone doesn't, it's like status quo. When Trump was coming in, he made all these promises, even though I didn't vote and stuff like that, or I'm not a voter. I listened to him like that, and a lot of the ideas sounded good there. But the things that I were opposed to was like those two psychiatrists that were paid $80-some million to create that torture center for over there in Gitmo. Well, you'd think that Trump would come out and release all this information. No, he's going to keep it hidden. See, because the U.S. government does not want people to know what it does to other people in torturing the black prisons in Afghanistan. There has been documentaries on this. Same thing with Guantanamo in Iraq, Libya. If Americans only knew what was being done in their name and the horrid exposure of what some of those people have either survived or have been killed to push this agenda, would understand that this is why when you hear of 9/11 events, shootings, i.e. false flags, that those in power will do nothing or stop at nothing, even if it kills Americans or what, to push this agenda just so that all are on board in these constant wars and to go along with them, just like the Guardian article, the New York Times article, which admits openly that the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. The audio I played last week of Obama saying there has been no domestic terrorism attacks on this country. Yet, if that's so, then how does all this keep happening? It's this dark, deep state that keeps pitting Americans against each other. And, of course, a lot of this is to go after grabbing for the guns and stuff here locally. Feed the world with all the arms you want and then leave yourself defenseless. Now, that sounds really stupid if you ask me. Anyway, I'm coming up on the end of the show here, but I see also the the way that these politicians are acting anymore. It's like they're losing their minds. I don't know if it's just whatever's going on. They just can't handle their snapping inside, and maybe that's a good sign. Maybe we'll finally weed out a few of these idiots that keep trying to push their agenda there, you know. But there's no way that this country, if you go to usdebtclock.org and look up the statistics, all of them, unemployment, everything on there, that there's no way that this country can sustain itself with that debt and with the amount of income coming in, those unemployed, everything. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. I want you to stay tuned here for Blacklisted Radio News. It's always a good show there. Thank Ken there in the operating box down there, and